Well, I think the Civil War was pretty bad. When we actually were fighting an armed struggle over the nature of the Union and the definition of liberty, the 1930s, period of enormous isolation, a period of legalized segregation, closed doors against refugees from Europe. The 1960s, people didn't think we'd survive that because of the anti-war movement, because of the civil rights movement, because of the changing nature of identity. These examples are all periods of division. My message is not we've been here before, so therefore we're inevitably going to get through it now, but that there are lessons and there is a kind of reassurance and sense of proportion that can come from looking back.
So you're not convinced that we're going to get through it this time?
Well, I'm an optimist. I think that the fact that we've made it 240 years is pretty amazing. And nothing's ever certain. It would be intellectually dishonest of me to say we know everything's going to be fine, because we don't. This is a remarkable experiment in popularly based self-government in an ethnically diverse, economically diverse, vast expanse of territory without imperial authority. This is a unique experiment in human history. So it would be a fool's errand to say absolutely it's going to survive or absolutely it's going to fail. That's why we have history.
It's interesting to hear you say that it's an experiment. I think a lot of us, you know, that were born here, we don't really think about it that way, because this is what we're used to.
Yeah, sure, exactly. And which is the same reason, by the way, that people always think that their era is the most divided or the most this or the most that. I mean, why wouldn't you? It's what you're living. And you can't necessarily recapture the passions and forces and vicissitudes and vices and virtues of past conflicts. But of course, it's an experiment. You know, all this started in Virginia. The ideas of liberty, the ideas of power and divided sovereignty, and the question of could fallen, frail, fallible, ambitious, often selfish human beings actually create a harmonious public sphere that enabled the greatest good for the greatest number? That's a big experiment.
Are there any other countries on the planet that are as divided as the United States is right now?
Well, it's a tough question comparatively, because nobody's quite this democratic at this scale with these aspirations,
right,
if that makes sense. But you are seeing this in reaction to the discontents of globalization. You're seeing Brexit. You're seeing the rise of leaders in different countries who are populist. And so it's not an isolated phenomenon.
You'll be at JMU tomorrow for the John Grisham Writers' Hour. And you've done this before with John, right? The two of you have sat down in front of an audience before?
We have. It's like the two old guys in the Muppet balcony.
That's great.
Grisham, you know, sort of kicks me around, and I try to feebly defend myself. He's a great friend and just a good guy and thoughtful, and I'm always happy to do things with him.
John Meacham will join John Grisham tomorrow at Wilson Hall at JMU for the John Grisham Writers Hour. Mr. Meacham, it's been great talking to you today. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And I do hope folks come, because you will hear my favorite story that involves John Grisham and Barbara Bush.